American Road Trip Talk begins after this message.
American Road Magazine would like to thank Ranker.com, EnjoyTravelLife.com, and TravelersPress.com for honoring us with excellent ratings on their recent lists of outstanding travel magazines. American Road was listed among the top 25 travel magazines in 2024 by Ranker, by Travelers Press in the top 25 travel magazines 2024, one of only three in that group that are dedicated to travel in the USA. And Enjoy Travel Life rated American Road Magazine as number one in the best specialty magazines for travelers 2024 category. To say the least, we are grateful. The horizon is wide and the highway is calling. That means it's time for another episode of American Road Trip Talk. I'm your host, Gary Mance, with a welcome and an invitation to travel the byways and back roads of yesteryear, searching for America in every incomparable mile. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you along for the ride. Glad to be working alongside Nathan Miller, our producer. This is American Road Trip Talk. We'll be back with the interview right after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I want to bring attention to a life-saving product called Alert Drops. Drowsy driving is one of the most catastrophic problems in America, and Alert Drops will stop it. What is Alert Drops? Alert Drops is a simple spray on the tongue made out of citric acid, sour lemon, and water. A simple spray on the tongue, nothing in your system, and you're naturally awake, naturally alert. Go to alertdrops.com. Very important. Go to alertdrops.com and stay safe.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to American Road Trip Talk. Planning a 2024 summer road trip? Our guest, Amy Beadle, is the marketing manager at the Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau. Springfield, of course, being the capital city of Illinois. In this episode, we will hear about events and venues that make Springfield a great place to visit. History comes alive in the land of Lincoln. Amy Beadle, welcome once again to American Road Trip Talk.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for having me. It's so great to be on the show again and to be able to share with all of your listeners all of the excitement in Springfield this summer.
And you have so much to share in 2024. And I should note that every year you folks seem to outdo yourselves. You always want to improve every year, something new to make it bigger and better. And I'm sure this year will be no exception. Mm-hmm. I've been to your website, and please, we want to get that out more than once. The website that anyone can go to when planning a trip to Springfield or to learn more about Springfield, Illinois, in the land of Lincoln, where should they go, Amy?
They should go to visitspringfieldillinois.com. And at that website, they're going to find all of our sites, our attractions, our restaurants, our shopping. We have blogs on just a variety of different topics. If you're looking for something specific that interests you, like art or architecture, coffee, food, we have blogs on everything. We also have all of the events listed that we know of at this time on our upcoming and ongoing event pages. So if you're looking for the place to see what's happening a specific weekend or while you're in town or plan a visit around some things that are going on, it's always kept up to date.
As it is. Yes, I was there just a short while ago. Once again, there's just so much to see there. It's so exciting. Amy, we were setting up this interview and you mentioned to me roadies and foodies, and there seems to be a link between the two.
I think there's a definite link between the two, and I think that Springfield is the perfect place for both of them. So if someone is interested in a road trip, but they also want to have a great culinary or food experience, I think the things that I read in the industry right now when it comes to travel and sentiment of travel is that people are looking to A, have an experience, and B, they are really looking for culinary and foodie type experiences nowadays. That's driving people's decisions as to where they may take their vacation. So I think Springfield is the perfect place, not only to drive in with the convenience of being on Illinois Interstate 55, Interstate 72, Route 66 runs right through the heart of our city, as well as, you know, all of the food and culinary wonderful things that we have here in Springfield.
You know, the first time I heard the term horseshoe trail. I thought, oh, well, that's cute, a trail shaped like a horseshoe, I guess. It turns out, no, I didn't know what I was talking about. But the Springfield Horseshoe Trail is one of five new things in Springfield 2024, though I take it the horseshoe, and you'll explain what that is in a moment, there is something quite traditional in Springfield.
It is. The horseshoe was founded, if you will, here in Springfield back in 1928 is when it came to be at a place called the Leland Hotel. There was a restaurant in there, and the chef, Joe Schweska, he was looking for something new to put on the menu, and his wife suggested this horseshoe sandwich. And so that's how it came to be, and it served in almost every single establishment that serves food in Springfield has some kind of horseshoe, all the way to the point that we have one place that does an ice cream dessert horseshoe, which is phenomenal. So the horseshoe has been around since 1928, and it is always a delicacy that people are a little hesitant to try. It's kind of a massive undertaking, but once they do, they're glad that they did. And it's been on multiple Food Network shows, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Man vs. Food, all kinds of things it's garnered attention for. So we're very proud of our horseshoe. It does try to get knocked off a lot, but we are where it was originated. And in honor of that, we put together a horseshoe trail. So there is a passport that you can grab on your phone, and you check in via GPS. And right now there's 31 restaurants that are a part of that. So it will lead you to some of the absolute best and most unique horseshoe opportunities for eating a horseshoe in Springfield. And it's all free. Everything we provide people is free, other than you have to buy your food. But the trail, putting that together. And once you check in, you get points. And then after so many points, you can win prizes for eating, which I don't think there's anything better than winning prizes for eating.
Well, yeah, I'm with you. The term horseshoe, a horseshoe, a sandwich, even a dessert, are there basic rules for what constitutes a horseshoe in this culinary regard?
Yes. So what constitutes a horseshoe is that you start first on your plate is a piece of Texas toast. And then after that is your meat of choice. So it used to be customary that it would be ham or hamburger, but it's really grown into everything from, as I said, ice cream horseshoes to there's a Euro horseshoe at one of our stops at Lulu's on the trail. It's made like a Euro, but it's made, stacked like a horseshoe. So Texas toast, your meat of choice, piled high with French fries. And again, that varies on the restaurant. Some are shoestring, hand cut. Some are crinkle fries. I mean, they're just, every time you go to have one somewhere, you're going to have a different experience. And then over the top of that will be ladled. Each place has their own homemade cheese sauce. So a nice, big, healthy, large size ladle of cheese sauce smothered all over everything. And then there's a huge debate. Do you or don't you ketchup? Some people drizzle ketchup over it before they eat, and some are adamantly opposed to that. So it's quite the controversy here in town. Which horseshoe, who has the best, and do you or don't you put ketchup on it?
Very well explained. Choices, choices.
Yes, and everything in moderation.
Yes, absolutely. Five new things in Springfield 2024. One of the great things that you folks have come up with, I think this is just a beautiful idea for people who maybe want to park their car once that day. New summer downtown trolley service. Tell our listeners about that.
Sure. Thanks for asking about that. So that is part of our History Comes Alive summer experience. That experience runs May 31st to August the 5th. And the trolley will be running Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So just the particular days of the week. And it will run around a several block area in downtown Springfield that will take them to hop on, hop off. And people can get on and off at a variety of different sites, most of which are going to also be featuring History Comes Alive programming. So live reenactments are happening. Lincoln may be giving a speech. There's History Cooks, which is where local chefs are reenacting recipes from the Lincoln era. The Dana Thomas House has special programming throughout. So now we have this hop on, hop off where people can kind of not have to, especially when it gets to be July and, it's really hot. And so sometimes people would like to just sort of have a little reprieve there and sit for a couple blocks as they get to their next site. So we're very excited about that trolley service this summer as well. It's something we're trying new this year.
Great idea. You're quite welcome. I'm so glad that you folks thought that one up. I know, and I keep, whenever we talk there, I always say it's a bucket list item for me. I want to get to Springfield, Illinois, and I look forward to doing so and to meeting you, of course, and to meeting Mr. Lincoln as well.
Oh, for sure. We'll have to find him when you get here.
Who is the gentleman who portrays Mr. Lincoln? The resemblance, for one thing, is uncanny.
In a lot of our marketing, if you're looking on our website and you're seeing the photos or, you know, some different pieces like that, that would be Fritz Klein. He's world renowned. He's been hired all over the world doing film and a variety of different projects with that. He is just brilliant when it comes to Lincoln history and Lincoln knowledge. So he is utilized, you know, quite often. We're very fortunate that he lives right here in Springfield, and he is, we sometimes get first dibs at him when we need him. He does our summer programming, so we contract him for the whole summer. We took him to the NFL draft last year. I don't know if we ever talked about that, but we did a big Springfield push in Kansas City last year, and we took him to the draft and made a big to-do and got all kinds of exposure and experience with people getting their pictures with him and all that type of thing. So yes, he is amazing, and he is quite the spectacle when he's around. Now, I will say we've got several other Lincoln portrayalists that we use that are phenomenal as well in the area and also statewide. And then there's just hundreds of them online. If you go to their website, you'll see there's Lincoln portrayalists everywhere. But we have Abraham Lincoln himself, I like to say. I actually believe he's him when he's in character and he's in costume and I'm with him. And then the crowd starts to form and he starts to, you know, he's doing his portrayal. I believe it. And I know it's not. And I know that. Well, I've watched people come to tears seeing him.
Oh, I can imagine.
Up to him, like they're meeting Abraham Lincoln, just tears streaming down their face. It's incredible.
That would be a wonderful experience. Mm. And here's another wonderful experience. It's called A Day in the Life. Tell us about that.
So that's a new program this year as well. Our tourism manager had put together kind of some various different professionals from local museums. It's kind of one of those great things. People also, you know, again, it's experience-based, what people are looking for in life right now, right? And so when you can connect with a museum professional and get that like behind the scenes feeling, ask those questions you always wondered about, you know, how things came about, ask questions and see maybe particular artifacts that maybe aren't readily available to be seen on a regular basis. So just kind of a little added value, extra special programming with some of our very talented and brilliant historians and museum associates here in Springfield. So I think that's going to be really, really popular. It's a 1 hour experience. So you're not dedicating, you know, a day's worth of time, but I think the programs I've been to similar to this, I always walk away just absolutely astounded at the history and being able to see something from, you know, decades before is always kind of a cool experience as well. So we're hoping to expose people to things that they might not otherwise get to see when they're here in Springfield.
And I should point out, Amy, that the visitor center is in the historic Lincoln Herndon Law Office.
That's correct. Yes. And we have an installment on the first floor of the visitor center of what his law office looked like up on the third floor, because right now that's not open, but they've moved the installment of his law office downstairs. So when you come to the visitor center, you can actually have that experience as well as see the post office. The first post office from Springfield is still in that building.
This experience will include a visit from a local museum professional, as well as a short walk to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, I believe.
Yeah, so they're separate. So the programming is at the library side, where there's a lot of the archives and the history. So the library is more of a research library, where the museum is the attraction that people come in to visit and see and spend hours, and that has the theater. So the library is more of a research library, as well as where they do lectures and things of this nature.
A short walk away.
Yes. Yes. It's just probably two blocks. And in Springfield, they're not, you know, not Chicago block, Springfield block.
And for those who like a good bird hike, There's the John James Audubon reenactor at the Adams Wildlife Sanctuary. You've got a wildlife sanctuary too.
We do. We really have one of everything. I think we've probably discussed that before, but yeah, so this is new as well, but we're really looking to bring people experience where they feel like they're connecting with someone from history. That's what this is all about. And so this reenactor will be doing a hike through the wildlife sanctuary and just talking about the different types of birds and species that are there. And it'll be a nice Friday morning at 8:30. So, you know, regardless of the fact that it's summer and maybe warm, usually that would be a great time of day to get out and take a short hike. So we're excited to see that come on board as well.
Good photo opportunities there too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I think it will be beautiful. It's gorgeous there in the summertime. So
tell us about the Summerfest at the, and I confess my ignorance, I've never heard of this before. What? Summerfest at the Dana Thomas House. What exactly is the Dana Thomas House?
Well, the Dana Thomas House, again, filled with treasures here in Springfield. I think already people can kind of conjure up the idea that you cannot stay here for one day. You must stay here for two or three or four days, because sure. I think we've already packed ourselves into at least 2 days from the things we've talked about. But so the Dana Thomas House is our Frank Lloyd Wright home. We have a Frank Lloyd Wright home here. It was the only home that was a blank check commission. So there was no budget for him. It was just, you know, everything that you possibly can. And it is the Frank Lloyd Wright House that has the most original pieces of glass and artwork and furnishings and all that of all the homes. So we're very proud of that. And the Summerfest and the date night at the Dana are both part of History Comes Alive this year. So the Dana Thomas House and the State Historic Site Commission are very good partners with us. So they've come up with a couple of different events on Friday evenings and Saturday evenings that will draw people to the home after the last tour is usually around 4 o'clock. So this will be an evening event, ticketed event. I believe they're both free, but you do need reservations for those because it's the confines of that requires them to, you know, only have so many people at each event. So those are both new to me as well. So we're excited to go and experience those week one and have a great story to tell about how that goes for our visitors' experience. But I can assure you that anything done at the Dana Thomas House is done first class, and it will be a one-of-a-kind experience because it's limited number and it is after hours. So it'll be phenomenal.
I'm still thinking about a blank check commission. What architect wouldn't love to have that?
Yeah, I'm sure that was a very welcome words for him. So, but it's amazing. I mean, the home itself is just incredible. Anytime we post about it on our social media or talk about it, we just get a huge amount of people who are reminiscing about having been here and how you know, blown away they were by the beauty of that home. We're very blessed. I mean, to have the Presidential Museum, to have a Frank Lloyd Wright home, to have Lincoln's home, the only home he ever owned, to have his tomb where he is, you know, buried. I mean, it's just, I can go on and on about how you cannot have the experience that you can have here in Springfield anywhere else in the world.
I quite agree. What an extraordinary city. We talked about the Springfield Horseshoe Trail year round.
Yes.
Now, from sometime in June to sometime in August in 2024, you also offer an art glass adventure.
Yes. So this is in celebration of the Dana Thomas House we were just talking about. It is 120 years old this year. So for the 120th anniversary of the Dana Thomas House, we are doing a special scavenger hunt type of project called the Art Glass Adventure. We had one of a kind hand-blown glass orbs made for us. We have 140 of them commissioned, and they will be placed in June, July, and August. 40 per month will be placed around the city, and this will all be announced. It'll be at 10 different locations. The locations will be announced, but they'll kind of be tucked away and hidden just for our visitors to find as a surprise and a thank you for visiting and a memorable keepsake. So 140 hand-blown glass, one-of-a-kind pieces of art that when they find that, then they just scan the QR code, take their picture with it, and send it off to us so we know they found it. And just another reason to come to Springfield, because you may be going home with a beautiful hand-blown one-of-a-kind glass orb.
That's genius.
Just because. I love
I'm telling you, I love that idea so much. Hmm. Art glass adventure.
And they are absolutely gorgeous. This is what they look like.
And you, I see. Yes. Gorgeous yes. Indeed.
The bottom, this is the bottom of them. I know you folks on the podcast can't hear, but the bottom of the glass orb is a disc that is embossed with the Dana Thomas house in the bottom of it. So this glass has been, has the Dana Thomas house imagery in it.
I see.
Has the glass orb. So
yes, well, let me just say our listeners can't see us, but it's worth going there to look at one of those and maybe get one for yourself.
Soon on our website, there'll be a landing page that'll have photos of them and tell you all about the specifics when you come to Springfield, where to go to look for them, or if you're going to a certain site, know that it's a site that you might find an orb at.
And the website again is?
VisitSpringfieldIllinois.com.
And I know that you encourage people when they come in and take photos. They see the photo op, they take the photos. You encourage submissions.
Oh, absolutely. We love nothing more than user-generated content, or UGC, as it's known. There's nothing that speaks a better story about how awesome and cool, engaging, and inviting your city is to have other people tell your story. So we have on our website, again, visitspringfieldillinois.com, at the very top, there is always a button there that you click. It says, click here to submit your photos, and it takes you right to a collector, and you share those photos with us. You can also tag us at any time that you're here and having a great time at Visit Springfield. We're extremely active on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook.
To encourage that is great public relations, I must say.
Well, it helps us too. And people love to see themselves. When we post pictures that have user-generated content in them, we're constantly like, hey, Sue, isn't that your grandchild, Sarah? People love that. And we want to show it's not about what we think about Springfield, because clearly we can talk about it all day long. We're very proud of our city. It's about what other people think about it. Nothing tells your story better than someone who's experiencing it in that moment and at that moment. So we love having users share their photos. We have a summer contest called Snap Springfield. And so that's all a photo contest. That too will be on our website soon. June, July, and August are the time to be here. Art glass is going on. Our photo contest will be going on. I mean, that's all about encouraging people to submit user-generated content. We have 6 different categories of submissions. People win prizes for the top photos. We have a lot to do this summer.
You sure do. I want to get to a couple of more items.
Please.
Shea's Gas Station. That can be seen year-round, and it's coming in summer 2024.
Correct. We now have it planned for May the 20th will be the media event and the official opening of Shea's Gas Station. And that was a gas station. It was a Texaco and a Marathon station, one of the first stations on Route 66. It was from 1946 to 1982. Bill Shea owned that. And he had it from 95 to 2013. And then it went into disrepair and has kind of just been shuttered. So over the last year or so, there's been a lot of local partnerships and some local people who have decided that it's time to bring that back to life. A lot of that to do with how close in proximity it is to the wonderful Gate 2 experience at the fairgrounds. So this will be an outdoor where you can see inside the old station. There'll be interpretive panels, different things like that, where you can still experience what it was like back in the day there at Shea's Station. So we're excited to have that open. It's a very vital part of the Route 66 history.
And finally, please tell our listeners about the Route 66 Gate 2 experience. That one has me especially excited.
I know. We're going to get you there. I promise, Gary. You are going to be there and you're going to love it. So as we talked about the other day, there's a daytime and a nighttime experience when we talk about the Gate 2 experience. Mm-hmm. It is inside the main gates of the Illinois State Fairgrounds. So it is accessible 365 days a year, essentially from morning until about 10 o'clock at night. Every night at dusk, inside of the Gate 2 area, lights up the Legends Neon Sign Park. And these are recreations of neons that you would see throughout Illinois on Route 66. The cool thing about Gate 2 Experience is this is a micro form of Route 66 from Chicago to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. So if you want to come and see everything on Route 66 in one corner, you can do it there. So it's all in micro form. And then that helps travelers to know, like, oh, well, we should travel down or up or what have you. And so, yeah, so the neon sign park is incredible. There's a 25-foot steel giant holding a giant American flag that lights up at night. I mean, I can't wait for you to see it.
I can't wait for me to see it. And I wish the same excitement for all our listeners. Amy Beadle, thank you so much for joining us again on American Road Trip Talk. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate it. And we'll see you and Suzanne soon.
You will.
All right.
Thank you. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to American Road Trip Talk. Along with Thomas and Becky Rep, co-founders of American Road Magazine, we remind you to visit our website, AmericanRoadMagazine.com, to preview the current issue. Until next time, dream well and drive safely on the American Road.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I'm so excited to tell you about American Road. It is the best car travel magazine in the world. They have the most fantastic adventures detailed in each magazine with all your itinerary. We could just jump in the car with your family and have the most fabulous adventures you've ever had in your life. Please, get a copy of American Road and start your own adventure.